It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver health officials are cracking down after coronavirus outbreaks among college-age people. Denverites Esteban Hernandez has more.
City officials introduced new rules on Thursday to help curb the spread of the virus on college campuses in the city. They include things like requiring temperature checks and face coverings for college athletes involved in sports where physical distancing is impossible. The state reports active outbreaks at three colleges in the city: Metro State University, Regis University, and the University of Denver. Regis and DU both have nearly three dozen students who tested positive. Cases in the city are on the rise. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denver.
Young people in Boulder County are banned from any gatherings for the next 2 weeks. The county health department set the order after the University of Colorado Boulder became the site of the state's largest COVID-19 outbreak. Students there account for nearly 1,400 confirmed or probable cases. Boulder County's health department says college-age residents are more likely to ignore guidelines that slow the spread of coronavirus. Firefighters have increased control over wildfires burning around Colorado. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports the largest wildfire in state history is now 100% contained.
The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction has burned almost 140,000 acres. Firefighters have also increased containment lines in the blaze west of Fort Collins. The Cameron Peak fire is nearly 30% contained, with more than 100,000 acres burned. Hot and dry conditions today and through the weekend will raise fire danger in Colorado. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Half of the state is in extreme drought. That's about the same as last week, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Denver and most of the western half of Colorado are extremely dry. Some of Kiowa County on the plains is experiencing exceptional drought, the most intense condition. Nearly 90% of Colorado is currently in a severe drought. This is CPR News.